This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When remote work became a much bigger thing during the dark days of 2020, Mexico City became a popular destination for American workers. The weather can be nice, and some wanted more lax COVID policies. Today, many of those digital nomads are staying put and are turning into long-term renters and homeowners, but that can drive up costs for the people who live there all along. Grace Heerman reports.
In September 2022, Brady Jackson arrived in Mexico City with nothing but a backpack, his laptop, and a few weeks booked at an Airbnb.
It just seems like a simpler life here.
Jackson ended up staying for 6 months, and he returned again this summer.
Everybody is so much more kind, laid back, more family-oriented.
Lots of Americans have the same idea. In 2022, the city issued nearly twice the number of temporary residency permits to Americans as it did in 2019, and that's changing the city. Stefania Arenal Zamudio owns an apartment building in the historic city center.
The rent before the pandemic and after the pandemic, now it's double.
Mexico City's leaders see this as an opportunity. Last November, the mayor announced a partnership with Airbnb to promote the city as a capital for creative tourism. It loosens vacation rental regulations and encourages tourists to book long-term stays. Rosalba González-Loide studies urban sociology and is a professor at the National Autonomous University of Mexico. She says that the tourism influx isn't actually benefiting locals. Loide says tourism profits mostly benefit people already at the top and create problems for low-income residents. Property owner Stefania Zamudio says when Americans move into the neighborhood, the city might increase police presence to make it feel safer. And that's good for her tenants. But many locals get priced out. And that puts landlords like her in a hard place.
Obviously, I want to have more money. But I understand the other people to say, oh my God, I live here for 10 years. And now I need to move to a other far place.
For now, she's trying to keep rents as affordable as possible for local residents, while still trying to turn a profit as her city changes. In Mexico City, I'm Grace Heerman for Marketplace.